At least 50 people are now dead in the wildfires in California, 48 of them in the Camp Fire north of Sacramento, the deadliest fire in California history. And with 200 people still missing there in the north, it's feared that the grim search through ashes is going to raise that number significantly. FEMA Administrator Brock Long and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke are in the state today to survey damage with Governor Jerry Brown. In Southern California, firefighters are battling several fires. Thousands are evacuated or homeless. The fire in the north is only 35% contained. NPR correspondent Eric Westervelt is there in Chico, up in Butte County in Northern California. And Eric, talk first about this search for the missing. This has become a very sad science.
Yeah, I mean, the search for remains continues. It's a slow, methodical, and grim job as folks with cadaver dogs and teams go house to house. About 90% of Paradise, at least the housing stock, was destroyed, maybe half of the downtown sort of business area. And they're just going, you know, door to door, continue to look for remains. And then there's still, you know, the missing that folks aren't sure, are they dead, or, you know, have they gone to a friend's and they haven't checked in with authorities or families? And there are these, you know, sad messages on message boards at shelters and donation centers with, you know, photos of the missing and handwritten notes and pleas for any information, you know, about relatives and friends. And authorities, we should say, haven't really updated the number still missing, but earlier in the week, that figure was more than 200, Robin. And Butte County Sheriff said last night a list of the missing would be released soon. He also asked for another 100 National Guard troops called in to help teams already looking for remains.
Oh, terrible. But meanwhile, the matter of losing homes. I mean, people are still worried about relatives, but they also have lost so many homes. You know, are shelters full? You said people might be staying with friends. And what happens next week and the week after that and the week after that?
Yeah, I mean, the temporary shelters, you know, are getting lots of donations and warm meals, and things are running pretty smoothly there. Remarkably, you know, given what's happened, people's spirits are up. But yeah, long term, you know, there's mounting concern about getting housing for many of these displaced. You know, rebuilding will take years. Mm. And, you know, this displaced population is predominantly low and moderate income. And the Housing Authority folks I've talked to here say, look, we just don't know where they're going to go long term. Even before the fire, Robin, there was a near zero vacancy rate in this county, one of the state's poorest. You know, and the state and the county had this housing availability and affordability crisis. This fire makes that problem worse.
We've spoken here about how in the south of the state, a lot of the fires there were burning in suburbs and seaside towns. No trees, really, to speak of. Here in the north, in Paradise, for instance, this is a town that grew out of an old mining town in the woods, quaint and had so much character, which is why people loved it, but it was in the woods. I know you told us yesterday, people aren't really thinking ahead, that, you know, it's trying to figure out what to do in the next hour. But is there a sense that, you know, we can't go back in the woods?
You know, the mayor told NPR's All Things Considered last night, you know, we are committed to rebuilding. We will rebuild. And there's signs up, you hear, you know, Butte County strong and rebuild Paradise. But, you know, the housing authority official I talked to, he's throwing some cold, hard reality on that, saying, you know, a lot of these people may not have been insured. They don't have a lot of money to begin with. Some are elderly. They need services. Rebuilding will take years. And again, there isn't the housing stock here. He worries that some of these folks may have to leave the state. He said if they don't, they might become part of a homeless population.
Look, less than a minute, Eric. We know in the south they were talking about the Santa Ana winds blowing, you know, this hot air and maybe some power lines, you know, having a spark that ignited there. Do we know what caused this campfire?
Well, the campfire cause is under investigation, but both PG&E and Southern California Edison reported to regulators, Robin, that they experienced problems with transmission lines or these substations in areas around the time the blaze were first reported. And this week, several law firms representing victims filed a lawsuit against PG&E alleging negligence and health and safety code violations. PG&E, you know, responded saying, we're cooperating, the cause is not known, and we're focused on restoring power and electricity, you know, when it's safe to do so. But clearly a huge issue ahead. There's a lot of anger on the ground at PG&E. Yeah. There's a lot of anger.
NPR's Eric Westervelt in Chico, California. Eric, thanks as always.
You're welcome.